Yeah. I'm not on
watch. All right, we're doing a podcast. If you guys have any questions for us, and you guys know, I do the ketogenic diet, so drop questions about that or whatever else you want to know about me. Got my buddy Sam today.
Mr. White is really black. How y'all doing out there today?
Yeah.
Go Irish.
He went to a... I understand he went to the gym this morning.
Yeah.
He didn't give me an invite because I think it's pretty obvious why he didn't give me an invite to the gym. You know, he didn't want to get outdone there.
Yo, he know he could have came. He know he could have came. He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, he reached out to me yesterday, but he didn't want to come.
Yeah. And nobody likes a liar. That's the thing, is nobody likes when somebody else lies.
Now, ain't no lies. There's no lies, ladies and gentlemen. I work out. I work like a champion. We went Monday. I give it to him. We did go Monday. And then ever since Monday, he hasn't been there.
Do you... What's that say? Do you if? What's that say?
Do you IF?
Do I IF?
Question mark.
What's IF? What's IF?
We're about to find out right now what's IF.
What's everybody doing today?
It's Friday. Good day to be alive. You gotta live your life, love life, and enjoy yourself.
I don't even know what day it is. That's how much I'm enjoying myself.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
When you're doing what you love, you don't know what day it is.
I don't even know where I am.
So, now this guy here, I met this guy probably like, 2 months ago, March? Like March 21st?
Yeah, 2 or 3 months ago.
Let me turn this down a little bit. Like March 21st, that's when I met him. And like, honestly, I was going through a bad time in my life. Like, literally, like mentally, I was out of there. Professionally, just started back work. So I hit him up, like started following him on Instagram and stuff. Feeling.
Fasting.
Oh,
intermittent fasting.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys want to know about intermittent fasting? So I'll take that over for a minute. So intermittent fasting, I fast right now and I do a 20-hour fast and then a 4-hour eating window I have to eat in. So usually I'll fast from like 4 p.m. to noon the next day and then eat during a four hour period. Fasting, I mean, there's a lot of benefits to fasting. It boosts your metabolism. It improves brain cognition. It just makes your mental process a lot clearer, especially if you're doing keto. But yeah, man, if you combine the keto diet with fasting, I mean, it really is going to increase fat loss a bunch. I started probably about 2 months ago on my 120-day cut. And I mean, when I started, I dropped another probably 10 pounds within the past month just from fasting. And you're in more of a calorie deficit too, just kind of by default when you start fasting. But yeah, guys, if you have any comments, drop some comments for us. We're doing a podcast right now. So drop some comments, let us know what you want to talk about. We're here, this is Sam. He's been my workout buddy here lately, and he's been somebody I've worked with, which actually I just quit, so that's
left me.
That's something,
left me.
But yeah, so I met him. I moved to Florida about 4 months ago. Didn't have many friends. Met Sam. He's kind of somebody I can rag on because, you know, he's just somebody I can pick on.
Mm-hmm. I allow him to.
And he's somebody I can take to the gym and just, you know, make myself feel better.
For right now, because I just got back start working out. So yeah, he had dog mouth, but I love it because it's inspiration. You need to put your charger in. But it's inspiration. Like he does rag on me a lot. Sometimes I do get pissed off. Like one time he did have me pissed off to the point I was just like, just drop me home. Just take me home. I don't even want to deal with you. But on the real, like, I did meet him like, about 3 months ago. And, like, I was, like I was saying earlier, going through a bad point in my life. And, like, started working out with him and just changing my mental attitude just by just, like, looking at the little quotes and things that he would say, very positive. And, like, I needed that. Like, I really didn't need that. So we started from there, started working out. And now it's like, okay, you ain't ready no more. Like, the first couple of times, he burnt my arms out, like, had me, like, with the stiff arm walking around. Like, my arms was all messed up, but it's all good. And plus, he hates me because it's Notre Dame. Like, what
so
else?
So tell him, that's another thing we're going to get into, and that's, he's a Notre Dame fan. He went to Notre Dame.
It's, 93.
It's annoying, is what it is. But no, so tell them about, like, what your goals are as far as fitness, like, what you're trying to get, what type of, like, what's your progress been so far? How long you been doing it?
Well, I've been doing it for, like, the last 30 days. I started, what's today, the 29th? So I want to say, what, June 1st was really when I started. So about 29 days in. Mm-hmm. Now, my goal is, like, I started out at 240 pounds. So I really want to get down to probably about 180, 190. So I'm really trying to lose about 50, 60 pounds and just try to cut, like, just get cut. I don't want to be bulky and muscle. I do want a nice cut. So right now, that's my goal, is to lose 60 pounds. As far as, like, fitness, of course, you know, we go work out. I'm just really on, like, a cardio kick right now, so just a whole bunch of cardio. And so I just want to cut the weight first and, like, destroy and rebuild. So I want to destroy, like, all the fat, all the bad habits, destroy it, break it down, just like when we was working out, breaking down the arms, breaking down the muscles. So once I do a lot of cardio and break down the fat, get that done, then I'm going to start rebuilding my body and just get a nice little cut. Probably going to be about a year, but I'm ready to put that work in.
He basically explained me. Just to a T, he basically explained me. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, basically. That's what he's saying, really. That's why we really do connect, because we have so much in common. Like,
we just joke around.
Well, yeah, we joke around a lot, too. It may seem serious. Like, a lot of people, like, when we was working, we would joke around, and a lot of people really thought we were serious. Like, are y'all really going to fight after work? Like, nah, we're just joking around.
And he thinks he can beat me as far as a fight. And, I mean, thinking and doing it, that's a big difference there between those things. How many people are watching?
Like, right now, we got...
No.
But, nobody's watching this.
But
somebody's there. Somebody says, wow.
So,
huh? Got one person watching right now.
So
keep them entertained.
One person?
Yeah, you gotta keep them entertained.
Shout out to the one person. Who's the one person? Put the little wave symbol. Wave at us if you're the one person.
We might not wave. Like, hey, what's up? What? But, what was he saying?
Oh, he left.
Yeah.
Then we're just...
Like, y'all wasn't entertaining enough, so I'm gonna leave. Like, I'll be back, though.
So tell them what you've been doing with music.
Well, as far as music, I got... It's first and foremost, it's going to be called Mr. White is Really Black Experience. Mm-hmm. And I've been working on a lot of music. I want to build, like, a melting pot. So I don't want it to be, like, a certain genre. Like, I don't want to be fit in a certain genre. Like, okay, this is R&B, rap, country. It's going to be a whole bunch of everything. It's going to be like a, what's the word? It's going to be a gumbo. That's the word I was looking for. Gumbo. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a musical gumbo of everything that you love. Because that's where I come from. I come from a background of R&B, hip-hop. When I was living in Delaware, country music. Get my square dance on, my two-step. So you're going to have a lot of that. A lot of house music, some EDM. So really, that's why it's called the Mr. White is Really Black Experience. Because it's an experience of music, not from just one genre, but from a plethora of genres. So
how long you been making music?
I've been really making music all my life, ever since I've known music itself, but seriously into the music and really applying myself, I would say probably like the last 5 or 6 years that I've really gotten serious. You can go see me at Mr. White is Really Black Instagram. So I've been really applying myself. As far as music itself, I've always been in music from high school and the chorus, high school drama, doing the radio shows in the morning. Even when I went to school and college, did the radio shows there as well. So I've always been a part of music, always been a part of the entertainment. It's just I really never applied myself. And that's one thing that you got to do. If you're going to make anything or be successful, you got to apply yourself. Trust me. I have all the talent to myself. I have all the talent in the world, and a lot of people, it's like surprising a lot of people, like 15 years later after getting out of school, people say, oh man, I thought I would hit you up and you'd be somewhere as like some big star or something like that. Have a lot of talent, but if you don't apply yourself and be disciplined, then you end up with just a dream.
Yeah, that's true. So, because I find this pretty interesting. So you said that when you started hanging around me and just you were kind of in a dark place in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that really changed for you? Like, what was it you were doing? Not just like being around a different person, mm-hmm. but what was it that you did, or like what was it that kind of clicked for you that made you just kind of start changing your ways a little bit as far as like depression goes? And
like, far as depression, what clicked for me was the actual, like, one thing that I felt like I was no longer needed. Like, I was always the provider. Like, growing up, I was always the provider. Like, if you needed it, I had it, and I provided for my family. Like, that was it. Like, I was providing. Once the dark place came in, when I was no longer to provide because I went through losing my job and things like that. And so it was like, I no longer could provide. And what clicked for me was like, I don't have to provide financially. I can provide mentally. Like my nieces and nephews, that's what made it click for me. When they call and say, hey, Uncle Samuel, how you doing? Can I talk to you about things? Talk to you thing about that? That made me feel like, okay, I'm needed. Because mm-hmm. that's what I was feeling like I wasn't needed. Like, okay, I'm not working. I'm damn near about to lose my house. I damn near losing my car. So it's like all this is gone. I'm no longer able to be an asset to people. Like, it's like I'm a liability now. I'm not an asset anymore. But it's like people do need you. Sometimes you think people need you in one way because you may have certain people around you. You got to change your circle. That's another thing. Changing your circle of who you keep around you. It's like the people that I had around me, they love me, but they love me for what I could do for them and not what I was doing for myself. And my people that I really love me for who I was, I had them on the outside when I really should have had them on the inside, but I had everybody that was just using me. Yeah, exactly. Using me. I had them closer to me than the people that wasn't using me. They just wanted to see me do good. And once I changed that,
I think cutting people like that out of your life is just super important.
Yeah, it is.
When you're at that point, like people that use you or people that are just negative, that are always just negative people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see plenty of negative things at our job that we had. But yeah, there's so much negativity there, and just hanging around those people. That's why I don't hang out with many people from work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hanging out with those type of people just really brings you down.
And it does
just change your mindset.
It does, and that was one thing that was hurting me, was like having those people around and somebody who's always nagging and complaining. You become part of those people. It started out they come to me just to talk to me. They talk to me because I would listen. And I'm the type of person, I listen. If I can give you some good advice, I'm going to give you some good advice. If I can't, I'll try to do the best I can and say, hey, I don't know how to fix that. But I would just listen. So mm-hmm. listening became part of the problem, because now you listen to something so much, you start becoming that person as well. You start becoming that nagging person. You start becoming that complaining person when nothing's wrong. And that's one thing about depression. Like, with me and depression, like some people, they say you have telltale signs, but sometimes you don't. Because me, I could come into work just like when you met me, like I'm all, you know, happy and positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was for like 10, 15 years. But go ahead.
So what does somebody need to do then, you think? That like the top two or three things that you could give somebody that's in depression right now or in a bad place in their life? What is something that they could do right at first to start changing that?
First thing, right at first, is change your way of thinking.
Mm.
First and foremost. You can go to anybody, they can talk to you, they can tell you. It's almost like the saying, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you, be happy, be positive, just like with you. You were telling everybody, be happy, be positive, but it wasn't until I had to change my mind to say, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be positive. I got to keep saying that every day. Every day you wake up, it's like, okay, first and foremost, when you wake up, you're already winning. That's the first and foremost. You're always, hey, what's up? You're already winning. That's the thing people don't realize. They wake up and they feel like, okay, I woke up. The first thing they start thinking about is what problems they got going on.
Mm.
You woke up. You're winning already, first and foremost. Since you woke up, you're winning. There's people that go to sleep and not even wake up.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, you woke up. So you be thankful for that. Like, okay, I woke up. What's the next positive thing I can do? Mm. All right. Let me go set goals for yourself. Okay. And even if it's just, yeah, a simple goal of I'm waking up today and I'm going to do something positive or say something positive. A lot of people like to start big. They like to change all at once. Like, okay, I got to start thinking positive. Oh, I got to diet. I got to do this. No, start by the little thing. I started by changing my way of thinking, and that was it. First and foremost, I'm like, okay, I'm changing my way of thinking. The second thing is, I would say, Start being active. Most people that have depression, they're not active because they tend to pull away. Me, I was a very active person coming up playing football, playing sports, all of that. But later on in life, I started pulling away. Like I would go home and just sit in the house all weekend long and not do nothing. People would always tell me, you know, we're going out here, we're going out there. Yeah. Hey, what's up? We're going to my roommate. But people would always tell me, like, let's go out, do this, that, and the third. And I'd be like, no, I'm just going to sit home. But I would make up stuff like, oh, I'm sitting home, I'm going to do some music, lying. But that was a good lie. It was a believable lie because I was doing music. Mm-hmm. So they would believe it. So they'd be like, okay, well, he's just doing music. He's focused right now. But then after a while, it's like, okay, you've been doing music for the last 2-3 years. What's going on? I don't see no music being put out.
Yeah.
So they're like, you got to tell.
Just being active.
Exactly. Be active, work out. Whatever you, if you don't like working out, you like doing music, do that. If you don't like doing music, whatever you like to do, start doing that. Start satisfying yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the second thing. Start satisfying yourself. Don't be satisfying everybody else. Start satisfying yourself.
Yeah.
And also eat right. Because what you eat can also, like, tell how you act.
Yeah.
Like if you're eating and if you're eating, me, I was eating to suppress all the everything else.
Yeah.
And then I would feel
bad.
And
I think mentally and like physically, I think you can eat like the information that you consume. So like what you listen to as far as like on the radio, what your friends are saying. I think the number one thing for me that changed, because I was really depressed, suicidal at a certain point in my life, and I think what really changed was just gratitude. Yeah. Just me being able to look at my life from a different perspective and being able to realize that like the odds of even being born are 400 trillion to one.
Yeah.
The odds of having a good family that like take care of you are super rare. The odds of being born in this country are super rare. The odds of being born in this time period, like, nobody wants to be born when their grandparents were around.
No.
Like, nobody wants to. So I think just, you know, all the gratitude around me, I think doing things, I think cutting people out of my life that were just being negative forces really helped me a lot. I think getting healthier, being more active did. You know, I was kind of full of shit for a long time, too, where I said more than I did. Mm-hmm. And so I was saying a lot more than I was actually going out and doing. And so I think just actually doing more has just made me feel a lot better about my self-confidence. I think getting healthier, losing weights helped my self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, guys.
Just to interject, right thing, one thing, man, what did you say? You like getting rid of people, being active, working out, feeling better about myself. Because growing up, I grew up chunky just like you, but I was good at sports. Mm. So that was my outlet. Mm. Like growing up, I still got picked on a lot because growing up, fat kids are mean, and so you get picked on a lot. And so my thing was, I would use sports and music, you know, that would be my defense. Like, okay, you might pick on me, but I'm going to channel all that into sports. And then after a while, you know, all that's done. And I used to stay active, stay fit. And I think once I started, stopped being active and started picking up weight, that's when more of the depression came in because I knew, hey, what's up? I knew where I wanted to be, and I no longer was there. And like you said, I was full of shit. And people stopped believing in you after a while because it's like I said, coming out of school, people thought, shit, I'd be somewhere in Hollywood or I'd be somewhere doing music and stuff like that. And I would always be like, yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm working on it. And they'd be like, all right. At first, they're on it. They're on it with you because they believe in you. But after a while,
they want you to win.
Exactly. They want you to win. They really do want you to win. You have people out there that really do want you to win. And after you keep telling them.
Ask questions too, guys. If you guys have any questions, I know there's not very many people. Is there just one person?
Yeah.
Shout out to the one person.
Shout out to the one person. You make us feel special
today.
You're
lucky to be here right now, by the way.
Yes.
But ask some questions in the comments right now because we're doing this live, so ask questions. But I thought that was a really good topic. Just, I know he kind of dove into sports for a minute. Don't let him fool you
that he can get
pretty much whooped at basketball, football, baseball, boxing. Don't let him fool you that he's good at those things. Well, he might be good, but just not nearly on my level. If I played him at any of those, he'd have a goose egg by the end of it as far as score-wise.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And win-wise.
You already see.
But I play offense. He plays defense. That's the difference between us.
They don't.
I'm always on offense.
dog, I will crack your head. Like, I will really crack your head off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't let them fool you.
Do you guys have any questions? Is there any? No questions? Come on, ask something. Ask us how we're so good looking.
I'm kind of rugged today, but I know I still look good.
That'd be a good question. That gets asked all the time. And it's, by the way, it's just God. It's just God at that point. That's just God's magic. But this is the Smooth FM radio show.
Mr. White is really black experience.
Stretch Minds Media, and I do social media advertising for businesses, but anyways, I quit it, and I'm going to be doing a lot more of these podcasts, going to be talking a lot more to you guys, be more active on social media. I'm going to be helping this guy quite a bit more, because he needs all the help he can get.
Dude, here, man.
How are you doing today?
I swear, yeah, like, I need him more than him. Yo, you want more? Feelings. You can check me out on SoundCloud at Mr. White is Really Black. SoundCloud at.
Gotta press the button.
Close this. Man, you got your charger?
I got one in the car.
Oh, just a car charger? The USB? Plug it. Well, my charger is a USB key.
I don't think we'll be going much longer.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna be in it soon. Is there anything else you want to talk about? I like this beat.
Honestly, let's see here. Now with the keto, because that's one thing that's got me interested with you, and I see you promote that a lot. Let's see here. Congratulations, man. Took a lot of courage. I'm getting over 2 weeks and finally getting right. G-Diz. You know who G-Diz?
That's G-Diz. Thanks, man.
Shout out G-Diz.
That means a lot. Let's talk about, I want to talk, and I'm not sure, like, what your past is with it, but I want to talk about for all the people out there that have or do suffer from drug addiction.
Okay.
Because that's such a sensitive topic, especially for me, coming from me being addicted to cocaine, to pain pills, to heroin, to all types of, you know, different drugs and having a serious issue with those. You know, I think that's what slowed my process down a lot as far as, getting through depression, just finding out who I was. You know, when I was in high school, I was such a good kid. I was kind of on the straight and narrow, had a really good work ethic. And I think things change, and I think that all goes back to who you hang out with. That's why when I, you know, on my Instagram or on Facebook or wherever, I kind of just always talk about you just are who you hang out with. You know, whatever you're doing, you have to surround yourself with good influences. That's something that I didn't do. When I first got out of high school, I mean, I kind of went completely rogue for a while, and I ended up having to go to rehab, and it slowed down my process a bunch. That's a good-looking guy in the camera there.
Man.
I keep looking at him, too, and I get kind of taken away.
Now, I do want to say one thing. I've never met somebody that is so narcissistic. Like, this dude here, his ego is out. Nah, I ain't gonna say he got a bad ego, but he always like, oh, this specimen here looks good, I look good. Like, dude, you average at most. Nah, God.
No, it's tough, you know, especially all the people, you know, that woman, and I just joke around. Like, I'm probably the most humble, but I think I do it. I do think I'm super humble and I'm super self-conscious, but I do it in a way that I think when you say things enough, it makes yourself not believe it, but it just, it kind of reinforces. I mean, you guys can see for yourself. Hey, what do you say?
Oh my God, dude.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? A little face-to-face action. Self-confidence is key. I love it, dude. Yeah,
now that is correct. Now he's right about that. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Fucked up my camera stand.
My bad. We still there. No, honestly, like, self-confidence is, because that's one thing that I suffer from a lot. Like, a lot of insecurities, a lot of self-confidence issues. Because, like I said, once again, growing up big, I was confident as a big guy. Like, at moments, it's like, okay, there's nobody that's better than me. I don't care how big I am. You ain't going to do anything better than me. I'm big, I'm still play basketball, I'm gonna be better at basketball, then I'm gonna be better at football, then I'm gonna be better at music. Just because I'm big, that's not a disability. But after a while, when you continue to hear certain things and it starts being repetitive, it does start to take your self-confidence, you start to get insecure, especially from a physical level, I mean, because from a relationship level. You start getting insecure, so you stop talking to people, you don't want to be in a relationship because it's like, you're insecure about your body, and you no longer like the way your body looks, so you shy away from relationships, not because you're not interested in the person, but you know after a while it's going to get physical, and when you're insecure with your body, you don't like getting naked or anything like that. I'm just being real. You might want to keep your shirt on. Like, I was a keep your shirt on type guy.
See, I love it.
So
I love that.
I'm being serious, like, being real, but that was me, like. Even though there are people like, I don't mind it. Oh, I like big guys. I'm a chubby chaser, this, that, and third. Make you feel comfortable. I still didn't really feel comfortable. So dealing with that insecurity, you got to have self-confidence. And right now, like, I built my self-confidence back up, because that was another thing, like, I was really suffering from, was self-confidence and insecurities issues. So I really felt like self-confidence, right. Self-confidence is definitely key.
And I think it's just putting on a big old smile all the time too. I feel like me being just a happy person and just smiling, laughing at, you know, just having kind of that lighthearted personality, I feel like that really helps too. You know, I find with a lot of people that are just super serious all the time, you know, people from Cognizant actually, like, there was a couple people that always asked why I smiled so much, and it was just, I mean, I've always got a smile on my face, and it's just because I joke around all the time. It's because I don't really take anything too seriously.
I don't see that smile.
And I mean,
I don't see the smile. He always, every time I don't get the smile, I always get the, I'm going to beat your ass. Yeah. I'm going to do this, that, third. Well, no, even though I know it's not true.
Like, that's the difference.
That's
what are your guys' questions? I want to know what some questions are.
Yeah, ask some questions.
Do you guys have any questions about diet? Do you have any questions about music? Do you have any questions about starting a podcast? About what are the questions? What's a question? Ask me a question.
We need questions, guys. Questions. Shoot.
Get to typing.
Typing.
I love interacting with you guys like this. This is cool.
It is. Also, rest in peace to all the people that was in, the five people that was killed in the Annapolis shooting yesterday. Like, that's crazy. Like, man, I was actually looking at when I was watching the news and they was reporting it. Do you realize we've had 154 shootings this year, and we're only 6 months into the year, so technically we're only 180 days into the year, and we've had 154. That's like one every day, or one every other day. Not even one every other day. That's like one every 18 hours. Like, every 18 hours since 2018 has started, we've had a shooting.
So let's have a little discussion on this.
Okay.
Do you think, from 30 years though, let's say 30 years ago or 20 years ago, do you think it was worse, or do you think it just wasn't getting talked about as much? Because I feel like it's the same. I mean, I feel like this stuff has always happened. It's just getting talked about with social media and stuff now, with everybody pulling out their phone whenever something happens, with all that stuff. I feel like it's being talked about now, which the conversation's good for it.
Yeah.
Because it brings it up.
Yeah.
But do you think that it happens more often? Because I don't.
I don't think it's happening more often. I do agree with you.
Because it gets talked about a lot more now.
It does.
Like, they make it seem like it's happening a lot more often.
I think it's more available through social media. Like, it's always been happening. Like, these type of shootings. Well, I wouldn't say these type of mass shootings has been happening 30 years ago. But as far as, like, everything else, when it comes to, like, the violence and the police shootings and stuff like that, those has been going on 30, 40, 50 years,
and they're just now being made available through social media. So those are nothing. That is nothing different. Mm. Like from even in my younger years when I was used to go visit my cousin in Chicago. Like, the violence in Chicago's been going like that. Mm-hmm. Like, my cousin was killed back in 1996 due to gang violence. So, gang violence been around, but technology was never made it available. So, when they talk about the violence in Chicago, like it just started 5 years ago, maybe start. No! 90s. Mm-hmm. Late 80s. Like I said, my cousin was killed in 1996 due to gang violence, which... Unfortunately, he died, but that really turned my life around as well. Because another thing is, like, when you don't have nothing to do and the mind is idle, you start doing things that you ain't supposed to be doing. And I used to hang out with him when I was in Indiana. I would go to Chicago and vice versa because Chicago is like an hour away. Mm-hmm. So I would just go hang out with him. And then I started getting in love with that environment. And it's crazy to say it, but I'm going to say it, like, sometimes when you come from one environment and you see another environment, it's crazy. And I understand, like, when people would be like, well, you come from a good household. Like, how does he go from a good household and want to be in the hood all the time? Like, mm-hmm. they fall in love with that danger. And when you come up with a structured environment and there's no structure, sometimes you fall in love with that no structure, that mm-hmm. calamity, like the hood. Like, now I look at it back then, I look at it like, Sam, you was dumb. Like, why would you want...
Matured.
Yeah, I'm matured. Like, why would you want to go from having a good life, going to school, to wanting to be out in the streets of Chicago? Mm. And with my cousin getting killed, that was more or less like, okay, that's not for me at all. Like, that quickly, like, turned my life around from that point of life. Like, no, this is not for me. So I'm going back to school. I'm working. I'm working. Like, illegal life, gang life is not for me. But getting back to what you said... It's not getting worse. It's always been that way. Mm. Now, as far as the mass shootings, yes, that has gotten worse. Like, 30 years ago, you wasn't hearing about people just going in school, shooting up school, people going to their jobs and shooting up their jobs.
But do you think you weren't hearing about it, or do you think that it wasn't happening?
I honestly believe it wasn't happening at this rate. Mm. Like, regardless, like, even though technology wasn't made available, like, far as we have social media and stuff like that, but mass shootings, you're going to hear about that. Like, whether it happened in Texas, whether it happened in Oklahoma, whether it happened in Washington, me living in Delaware, if a shooting of this magnitude happened, even back 30 years ago, it's going to go national news. Because it's going to be a big thing, because to me, these things was not happening as far as mass shooting. A mass shooting like this, or the Las Vegas shooting, or the Paul shooting, that would have made big news back 30 years ago. That wouldn't have just been like, oh, it happened in Florida. We're just going to broadcast it in Florida. We're not going to broadcast. No, that's national news. That's national news. So I don't believe mass shootings was big back then, far as that. But the violence, that's always been there. That's always been there. Mm-hmm. So once again, rest in peace to them and the shooting.
What do we got?
Oh, you got a question?
I don't know.
All right, let's see. Go ahead and see what question. While you're doing that, I'm going to queue up some more music.
Super low carb and intermittent fasting. Work out 2 to 4 times a week. Down 25 pounds. And then I'm supposed to keto. This way, better in the schedule. Doing lots of keto research. Any tip?
What's up, everybody? We out here shooting news.
Tips.
Mr. White is really black.
Tips on keto. If you haven't started keto, the main thing is you don't want to get the keto flu when you first start. A lot of people get that. I've had it to an extent when I was doing keto and I went to the carnivore diet. I did get the keto flu. A way that you can avoid that is by just getting all your micros in.
Yeah, what's going on?
by getting all your micros in. So like
the podcast.
Your sodium, your calcium, your magnesium, all your... and most of that can be found in foods, but when you're not eating carbs, that's where most of the micros are, in carbs. So if you're eating just high fat, you want to make sure that you're eating foods that are good, like avocados. I drink apple cider vinegar for the potassium every single day. You just want to research on what types of foods are going to work for you to get your micros in. And then other than that, just keeping your fat high. So, I mean, eating your meats, if you're, you know, as far as for like chicken and stuff, it's just the small little things that you can tweak. Like if you're eating chicken, eat the dark meat chicken instead of the chicken breast, just to increase your fat intake. Eat bacon, get your healthy fats in, like the nuts, the avocados.
They're never going to go with bacon.
So, I mean, that would be my biggest tip, is just keep your fats high. It's going to be a little bit of a weird transition for you at first, going from a high fat diet, or from a carb diet to a high fat diet, because your body's just in that transition of running off of sugars to now running off of fats for energy. So it's a little bit weird at first, but after the first 3 or 4 days, man, like, you're going to kill it. Like, it's going to get easy after a while.
You worth
the net? How much?
No,
you,
more.
What is, or what's that say?
Huh? I don't know, man. You're supposed to go around there and read it. I'm not going to be your little stand bitch.
How do you like the carnivore diet? I like it. I've been on it for about the past week. And I like it so far. I still have a lot to learn on it. I think that's the biggest thing with any diet, is when you get on it, you don't know everything about it at first. And you just have to navigate through. But, I mean, I like it so far. I feel like more energy, more mental clarity. That's all I really noticed right now. I mean, it's pretty similar to a keto diet, just without the vegetables. So I haven't really noticed a huge difference yet, but I'm sure it'll come. I'm gonna stay on it for till I decide to go back to keto or whatever I decide to do next. But I mean, I always think high fat diets are the way to go. So.
All right, so, like, okay, so what was your, like, your turnaround point? Like, what made you say, okay, I'm tired of living like this, tired of being big, I just want to get healthy? Like, what really made you say, okay, I'm ready to do this?
I was 250. It's pretty over. I was the biggest I'd been. I fought a lot with depression. I just wasn't happy. And then I started making small changes, and just every small change I made, the happier I became. And so it just kind of seemed like a trend to me. And then I kind of became something. I have a real addictive personality, so it kind of became something to where whenever I do something and notice something that I like, I really just go all in on it. So I started doing small things like eating healthier,
Okay. Going
to the gym, listening to positive things, hanging around with not negative people, started seeing small changes. And then at a certain point, probably about a year ago, something really clicked for me.
Okay.
To where I just knew that, like, this, I need to focus on, one, mental health,
Okay. And
two, physical health. And I mean, that's the, like, I'm trying to outlive everybody.
True.
Like, that's the, like, that's
the, like, really, me too. Like, yeah,
that's the thing is, like, so I mean, if I can start, I mean, if we can start young, and even you're still young.
Don't
like,
worry.
If we can start, if, you know, I mean, nah. So if we can start young, and when you talk to any 60-year-old that's, you know, either overweight, mm-hmm. or, you know, just does something unhealthy, mm-hmm. they're all going to tell you the same thing. Like, they're all going to tell you that if they could go back, they wouldn't do it again.
Of course.
I mean, so they're all going to do that. So if you can figure that out for yourself,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, that's going to be a complete game changer.
Yeah, that is. Like, the one thing I don't want to do is live with regret. Like, I'd rather live with discipline than regret.
Yeah, regret's bad.
Because regret will wear on your ass. It will definitely wear on you. And that leads to a lot of depression as well, because you feel like, okay, I should have been here 10 years ago. What's up, everybody? Like, I should have been in this place 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and I'm still not there. Or you may have not accomplished something in life that you really wanted to accomplish, so you start regretting that you didn't do it. As long as you're living, you can always do it. It may take you a little bit longer than it would have went if you had started back then, but as long as you're living, you can do it. So that's the one thing that I'm living that's helping me now. One is self-confidence. Two, no longer living with regrets. Three, living with discipline. That's key. Like, mm-hmm. discipline is key.
Mm-hmm.
Like, doing it when you don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Getting it done. Like,
yeah.
just like today. Like, getting it done. Like, not saying I always want to do podcasts. Like, this is, like, one of my favorite things to do. But, like, going to work.
Yeah.
Do it. No, like, going to work out. Like, one thing. Going to work out after work. Like, I get off of work at 7:30 in the morning after being to work at 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes you don't feel like, I just feel like going straight home and not going to the gym. But
once again, I'm committed to this life of trying to get back healthy and wanting to be healthy and exercise. So I have to discipline myself. Okay, we're stopping to the gym. Even if we do 60 minutes of cardio, if we don't go all out, that's 60 minutes of cardio that will help me out. So being disciplined doing that, being disciplined with doing my music, and just being disciplined in life, with just being disciplined how you think.
Yeah. Like, so this is a little bit of a side note, but I saw that his comment, he said that he was kind of doing keto unintentionally, which is good. I mean, I think a lot of people can do it unintentionally. It's mainly just about cutting out, you know, breads and pasta and the starchy foods, fruits. I saw that you were at about 45% protein, and honestly, probably another tip that I should have included to you is you want to keep your proteins pretty moderate. So usually around 20 to 25 to possibly 30% is where you want to be at for protein. And the only reason is because when you have too much protein in your body, it gets converted to sugar. It goes through a process where it converts it to glucose and it gets burned as sugar. So when you have too much protein, it's going to throw you out of ketosis every single time. So that's something you really want to watch with. You know, I don't drink, I go to the gym every day and lift, and I don't drink any protein shakes. My protein intake is about 20% of my diet, so it's not very high. And I think that's what screws people over a lot of times when they start keto, is they keep their protein way too high, and it just, they can't ever get in ketosis. So I would lower your protein a little bit, and I think that's going to help you transition better, for one, and two, just get into ketosis. So, but anyways, that's probably about it for the day. I've got some stuff to go do, so you good with cutting it off?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I'm about ready to get rid of him anyway, so.
Yeah.
So. Peace out, live life, love life, and enjoy yourself. That'll never happen.
See you guys.